the demand for water from the population and the economic development that has occurred exceeds the ability to pump water out of the ground. In terms of water quality, we've seen massive algal blooms. We're having major environmental problems now in the Indian River Lagoon. So that's how these abstract water quantity, water quality translate into things that we can all see daily in Florida.
Why have lawmakers decided it's time for an overhaul?
I think because the problems are getting to be so apparent. Population growth has reaccelerated in Florida. There's almost 1,000 people a day moving into Florida. And we're getting concomitant economic growth, which is great. But that needs water. So the quantity of water becomes a big issue. If we simply try to continue to pump out of the Florida aquifer, which is the least expensive way to do it, we'll draw down the lakes and we'll draw down the springs. That's exactly what happened in Tampa. And it will happen other places. So now there is a push to regulate the use of the water to protect the springs. You hear it cast up in terms of springs protection, but what it really amounts to is a reduction in the use of the cheapest water. So we will all pay a lot more. Water is going to be much more expensive. It will be regulated to be expensive. One of the big problems is that we attempt to do this only by regulation. We don't have a price for raw water. We don't charge anything. So when we make decisions, it's very difficult to do so. The recent approval of the Niagara bottlers to increase their pumping to put water into bottles and ship it away from here is just an example. We have major producers of beer, for example. I like beer. But, you know, I mean, we take water out of the ground, and we put it into beer, and we don't charge for it. So we have a problem at the economics level that won't be resolved easily simply by regulation.
Why don't we charge for water?
Well, nobody's established a price, nowhere in this country. It is well known that we need to establish prices. We know that the West is water poor and there's been no pricing. And here we are in Florida, which is a water rich state. But if we don't price a resource, then we don't use it properly.
How are lawmakers going about trying to tackle this problem?
Purely regulation. They will try to impose more requirements for conservation. We will have a massive amount of legislation that will limit pumping, that will cause the utilities to have to go to groundwater sources or desalinization, which will be much more expensive for the users, and that's the way we're going to do it.
What do you think of that?
Well, I think it misses a big opportunity to use the price system to get people to economize. So if we charge for the raw water, then we would allocate raw water to its biggest users and to its best users and its highest and best users, rather than allowing regulators to determine whether new water should go to Niagara bottlers or whether it should go to agriculture or whether it should go to urban uses. The pricing system helps a lot.
Okay, so we've taken a look at quantity. What about the quality issue?
Well, the quality is a big problem. We now have a regulatory system that does not serve us. We have too many septic tanks. Our wastewater treatment systems are not reducing the nitrogen and phosphorus loads. And as population continues to grow, we will continue to have too much effluent that is polluting these bodies of water. And we can see it in the Indian River Lagoon. We see it with increasing algal blooms. And it's much more expensive to fix it than it is to prevent it. And we risk compromising some of the environmental resources and treasures that bring people to Florida in the first place.
Is this the approach that they're choosing for the entire state, first of all, and is there a better approach?
Well, the approach is strictly regulatory, and yes, there is a better approach, but the regulatory approach is going to be to, over time, require a retrofitting of septic tanks and a movement to central sewer, which is a good thing. There'll be expensive retrofits required for reuse of water out of sewer plants for irrigation purposes. We'll have to run a whole lot of pipes, a whole lot of places to accomplish that. And we'll have to go to a higher level of treatment called tertiary treatment for our sewer treatment plants to reduce the nitrogen and phosphorus. Again, no pricing. We could address this a little better if we, for example, taxed fertilizer and taxed septic tanks to make it economically rational for people to use less fertilizer and want to convert to central sewers. So simply regulating is inefficient when we can use the price system to accomplish some of the same aims. So the combination of regulation and pricing really would go a long way to accelerating this retrofit of the infrastructure that we have to do to protect our surface waters.
Well, thank you very much, Hank, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Nicole.